XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
Hello then. Actually, I don't know why I'm doing this, because our intern Cornelius has been with us long enough now, and I think he's had enough training. So I think you should. Hello, intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Yeah, I think you should sort of do this.
Do the podcast intro.
Yeah. Jeez, give it man. Give it your best shot. This is like, think of this as a sort of halfway through your internship exam.
Oh God.
Right? And you know, everything you've learned since you've been here, right? I want you to bring to bear now on the next thing you're about to say. Right? So you need to introduce the podcast. Right? Like, if you left your phone on. Because that's very unprofessional, Cornelius.
That was Matt Dyson, actually.
It's very unprofessional, Matt Dyson.
Sorry, yeah. It's just people hearing that Cornelius is about to do a linking in the podcast. It's got people going.
Was it management ringing out to tell us to stop?
Yeah, stop. Stop what you're doing.
So everything you've learned, Cornelius, bring it to bear now on the introduction to the XFM Breakfast Show podcast.
Hello and welcome to the XFM Breakfast Podcast with John Holmes, who likes his tea with... very strong and quite milky, and also
just stop me there, because that's a contradiction, isn't it? Because you can't have, if it's quite milky, it's not going to be that strong, is it? Strong is, you don't put much milk in it, so
okay.
He's learnt nothing.
No.
I actually disagree. I think you can have a strong tea with quite a bit.
I'd
of milk
argue that as
if
well.
If you've left the tea bag in for quite a while.
Yeah, but the milk would counteract the strength of the tea, wouldn't it? Make it lighter.
It'd make it lighter, make
what,
it slightly
what if
cooler.
You made
yeah, it's
it
either
just
milky
milk.
Or strong. I'm with John. Yeah,
there you go.
It's either milky or strong.
Right. See, now this is now a battle line has been drawn. and I think you'll find that what happens, Dave Cornelius, that on air talent always wins. So
I didn't know that. You should have learned that con by now.
Yeah,
so, should have. What's in the podcast, Cornelius?
In the podcast this week on podcast 107 or 8. is the interview with Hugh Jackman.
The actor Hugh Jackman.
The actor Hugh Jackman comes in and chats.
He does.
And plays a game of band or law firm.
Threatens to throw coffee at you.
Yeah.
Perhaps he was either too strong for him or too weak.
Yeah.
He doesn't play a game of band or law firm.
I know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't play a game of band or law firm.
Why would he play a game of band or law firm?
That's Bob Odenkirk,
yeah,
of course.
It was, yeah.
This is going really well. Cornelius, look. Right, Hugh Jackman doesn't play. That was better call Saul Bob Odenkirk, as you said. No.
Yeah, that's right.
What made you think that Hugh Jackman played a game of?
Well, I'd never heard of either of them before. So
never heard of Hugh Jackman?
Not really.
What? This is a revelation.
What are you talking
Where
about?
Where have you been?
Famous and the famous Oscar, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah, I haven't seen Wolverine, so. But yeah, so he's on the podcast.
We've got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
He's talking about you there, not you, John.
I hope the people at Roundhouse Radio don't hear this. Cornelius is going for a job there.
He is, yeah.
This could really put the kibosh on it.
We're going to send them this ahead of your interview. Have a listen to this guy.
So you're about to make a big mistake. Stop.
I also do a Michael McIntyre impression.
That's true.
You've just that might save
yourself.
It. That might save
it. Brought it around. You're the man for the job, Cornelius. That's what I'm going to tell them. Listen to this guy's Michael McIntyre impression.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
So that'll be later on in the podcast. Yeah. And a game of different strokes.
Different strokes, in which I think we have to play strokes tunes on the back of animals you'll find in a petting zoo.
Yeah. Heard of the strokes before, have you,
yeah,
Cornelius?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Have you heard of a petting zoo?
Yeah.
Have you heard of a heavy petting zoo?
No, I haven't. What are they like?
It's where you go and you're stroking in Campfield. Often. would you describe this podcast then as strong, Cornelius?
Well, it's a very intern Cornelius heavy podcast, I'd say.
In that case, I'm going to describe it as milky.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Hello then, and all manner of greeting to you, including the traditional presidential Russian one, which involves shooting anyone who disagrees with you outside the Kremlin. Good morning, I am John Holmes, owner-operator of the XFM Breakfast Show. It is 4 minutes past seven, Wednesday the 4th of March. And there are signs everywhere, of course, that spring is springing, or only this morning. I saw some daffodils poking up through a rabbit. There's the beautiful woodland sight of the first doggers of the season, isn't there? And then the distant drumming of a woodpecker, you know, with a weasel on its back, banging out his song on a Gretsch renowned 12-inch snare rack. There he is. You can hear the distant sound there of the woodpecker. Listen. Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Listen to that. It's the song of the woodpecker, isn't it? The royal bloodpecker, I like to call that. That's the sound of spring, that is. In your face, Chris Packham. Today, then, Wednesday, we'll go through both your sad habits and your largely irrelevant papers. I'll be playing another Strokes track on an animal in a petting zoo. No, really. Identify the tune I bash out on a furry creature. We'll give you Strokes tickets. Plus more tickets today. Florence and the Machine ones to fling your way before the morning is out. We'll have music from The Jam. We'll have some Chemical Brothers. We've got the exclusive first play of the brand new single from Super Picky. Dave is producing. Matt leathers me with his news. I am John Holmes. And this is your Wednesday morning XFM Breakfast Show from XFM. XFM. Good morning then. XFM Breakfast, Thursday. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and he is here supping from hot coffee.
Who can I throw the coffee at? It's lukewarm. It's not that hot.
Throw it at Matt Dyson, the newsreader. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk about the intern.
Throw it at him. It's all it deserves. You are listening to the actor Hugh Jackman promoting violence on the radio this morning.
Planning my end of career.
How are you?
Good, mate. How are you doing?
Good to see you. Yeah, very well, thanks. Now, last time you were here on XFM, you sort of co-hosted the Breakfast Show.
That's right.
And you're in for X-Men, weren't you?
Yeah.
X-Men FM, you had to keep saying.
That's right. That was last year.
Yeah.
Did you miss me?
We have missed you. Everyone's missed you. The only correspondence we've had from listeners is Wenzy back.
Yeah, sure.
He was a much better presenter than you, John. let's talk about the new film, Chappie.
Yeah.
I've seen it, and I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
It's the next in your line of having the worst haircuts in films, isn't it?
It's definitely worth a nomination. That's for sure.
That is. It's an appalling mullet you're sporting.
You know, when I first met my wife, I had a mullet.
Yeah.
So the mullet was perfect, and I thought this is gonna be great at home because it's gonna remind Deb of when we fell in love.
Nice.
We went one step too far. We put the blonde tips with the mullet. And Deb's got a real thing about men colouring their hair as I look around the room.
We're safe in here.
So she was like, oh, the mullet, oh, the tips.
The films, it's like a mashup of all sorts, isn't it? It's got a bit of Short Circuit in there.
Yeah, right.
It's RoboCop. It's got District 9 in it, as well as all those elements.
Yeah.
You play Baddy. I mean, that's
so much fun.
Yeah. Well, you just look like you're enjoying that.
Sometimes I'm in
weird shorts.
Weird shorts and long socks and a mullet. Well, come on, what more could you want? Saying all these Australian slang sayings half of which I'd never heard before.
I was going to ask you if indeed you influenced any of it, because my new favourite thing that I am saying
mad as a frog in a sock.
Thank you.
That was one I had never heard, and I love it.
I'm mad as a frog in a sock. That's bloody brilliant. So we're all using that now. Well, I want to talk about many things, one of which is that early, I think we know this anyway, that you turned down Rolling Neighbours very early on.
Yeah.
Are you aware now that Harold Bishop has out a sex tape?
What?
Harold Bishop from Neighbours. I'm not, it's true, this is true.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You see what it's called? Yeah. It's an educational sex tape. It's true. With Harold
Bishop. What's it called?
Ask Grandad.
No. I want to see that.
I know.
I want to see that.
I think he's got a mullet in it. I'm not sure.
Is she still on the show?
I've no idea.
When I came over when I was 18, my grandma, who I had not spent much time with, she was, I don't know if she was even happy that I was there. She seemed a little grumpy about me being there. And we got off to a rocky start.
Ooh.
And then I said, do you want to watch Neighbours? She goes, oh, Neighbours, I love Neighbours. I love it. We watched it twice a day, and that was our bonding point.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a beautiful, what a beautiful
And
moment.
I was 6 months ahead because I'm from Australia, so it was gold. 8:30. Neighbours is on in half an hour.
So what were you doing
in
over
Bognor.
Here? Bognor Regis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I grew up knowing a seaside granny, and I had this great vision of my granny living by on the beach, and I got to Bognor. Technically seaside, but really.
Wow. Hold throwing the coffee. This is a revelation.
Out of season, Bognor.
March, April, Bognor.
Yeah. I can't believe you're not the face of Bognor Regis. What have they called? What's going on?
No, it was famous for that king. The king, some king, whatever, turned up in his carriage and he was asleep and he said, where are we? So we're in Bognor. He goes, Bognor, bloody Bognor. That's what it's most famous for, I believe.
Everyone there's got a mullet. Do you mind hanging around? We're going to come back
That's
and
fine,
pick this
it.
Up. Hugh Jackman with us this morning, King of Bognor on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Presenter's log, stardate March 2nd, 2015. These are the voyages of the XFM Breakfast Show. It's so far 2 and a bit year mission to explore excellent guitar-based indie music, to seek out strange adverts and badly judged radio features, to boldly go where no XFM Breakfast Show has gone before. Or 10 o'clock, whichever is sooner. Hello then! I'm John Holmes, it's Monday. Welcome to what continues to pass for some kind of programme. It is XFM, it is 6:02. So let's do our usual highly illogical breakfast show. I think it's what Spock would have wanted. Let's make it so! And yes, Trekkies, I know that's from the other one. Take your anorak off and chill out.
XFM.
Jamie T, a rabbit hole on XFM. Hello, good morning. If you're just joining us, it's 11 minutes past seven. Well, it's 11 minutes past seven, whether you're just joining us or not. Time, you know, that's a fact. However, if you are just joining us, you're listening to the XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes. And on Saturday, I was emasculated. And what makes it worse is that I was outsmarted by a child. It was, well, the problem was, for about the last 4 weeks, I have been driving around in my car with the windscreen wiper in front of me, the one that's exact, not the passenger one, the one in front of me, not clearing the window at all. Just doing that thing where it's all, it just smears it across the window, and therefore you have to sort of crank your head around it to look past the smear. In layman's terms, that's unsafe. So I thought, well, I'm going to get these changed. Now, windscreen wipers, I was cast back to my own youth when I was probably about 17 or 18 and had a battered old Ford Fiesta and attempted on one occasion to change the windscreen wipers myself. Now, it involved a system of screwdrivers that I had to get a steal from my dad. It was a fiddly affair. I couldn't do it, and then when I thought I'd done it, the first time I switched them on in the rain, one of them flopped off, right? And I'm inept at this kind of thing anyway. So I thought, no, I'm going to be a modern man, and I'm going to do what modern men should do. I'm going to go down Halfords and get them to do it. So I drove down to Halfords. I went inside and I went up to that counter they've got that says "Help me, I'm rubbish." And working behind the counter was a young girl. She was probably about 16. Because it was like a Saturday job thing, 16. And I said, hello, I need some windscreen wipers. And, we looked up the appropriate ones. And they said, do you want me to fix them for you? And I said, yes, please, yeah. Thinking, well, it's going to take ages, this, because my memory of windscreen wiper fixing involves screwdrivers. And, you know, it's going to take a long time. But I know I can't do it, so, all right, whatever. So we went outside. And which car is it? So that one. She walked over. And honestly, she just lifted up one of the windscreen wipers, flicked it round, it came off in her hand, popped the other one on, flicked it back on. It took under 5 seconds to reply. And I just sort of stared at her. And she was a 16-year-old girl, right? And I could see other people in the car park were looking at me going, what's wrong with that bloke? I can't. Why has he just got a 16-year-old girl to change the windscreen? What's wrong with him? What sort of idiot can he be? And I was gobsmacked. I didn't realise you could do that. I assumed it was going to involve all these tools, but no. And so I was outsmarted by a child in a car park.
Oh, wow.
In front of people shopping at neighbouring Maplin's.
How embarrassing.
Well, it was. And I sheepishly had to follow her back inside and pay. Oh, and yeah. Everyone else was having batteries or something fixed that looked complete, and headlight arrangements taken off. Not me, no. I go, just a child did a thing. Outsmarted by a child. Matt, have you been outsmarted by a child?
I regularly get outsmarted by a child when I play my nieces on Subway Surfers on their Kindle Fire things. Like, you've got to tilt the screen to collect the coins. I'm like, Where's the joypad? Where's the joypad? You know what I mean? I can't do it.
Any situation this morning, we want to hear from you if you've been outsmarted by a child.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
XFM Breakfast. Good morning, I'm John Holmes. Hello, Hugh Jackman still with us this morning. Yet to throw his coffee at the intern.
I'm warming up, though. Getting the shoulder warmed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you frightened Cornelius?
And I'm... it's Cornelius.
Yeah.
Con for short.
Yeah.
Right, I'm thinking, you don't look Greek at all. I said Con.
I'm not, no.
Right.
No.
Are you enjoying your internship?
It's all right, yeah.
No, that's not what you say. This is a job of a lifetime. No, I've always dreamed of being on, and John Holmes is my hero. This is look at me, I'm sitting in the corner. This is incredible. You're like, whatever.
Cornelius, introduce the ads.
Come on, Cornelius.
Here are the adverts.
There's a future, definite future.
It's the stories in the papers that aren't stories. Of course, that is the point of the Chaff News Desk. It is here for one reason only, to allow us to sift through those stories, to remove the ones that are irrelevant, yet still burn in the tabloids with the power of fire. It's gone weird. So, Matt, what's in it this morning? What do we have? What waste of time are they
for the second day running on the front page of most of the tabloids? David Walliams' private life is... dominating proceedings.
Such news, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's important news.
From his model wife, hasn't he? Camp David is the headline on the Sun today.
I saw that, yeah.
Camp David.
Camp David. What are they saying? What do you think they're saying?
What
are they suggesting?
It says that the model wife, Laura, couldn't stand his TV cross-dressing. Surely that he did most of his TV cross-dressing before they ever got together.
Yes, that's true. But when they say TV cross-dressing...
Do they mean...
Do they mean... Television?
Do they mean television?
Or something else?
No, it's not clear, actually.
No,
a good point,
and I think that is a tabloid journalist way of
that
being sneaky.
Yes, they've got around it.
That's what they've done there.
Yeah, because he doesn't cross-dress on TV that much anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that's what's happened, in case any lawyers are listening. I'm just speculating that's how tabloids often work.
That's what the tabloid has said, yes.
That's not my words, that's the words of the tabloids.
It says here, his camp public persona, including flirting with Simon Cowell.
I'm saying absolutely nothing about that.
Also left model Laura Stone, 31, miffed. She's miffed. Why are you leaving me? I'm miffed.
Well, I'm a bit miffed. Why are you miffed? Is it because I didn't empty the dishwasher? Is it because I didn't put that shelf up? No, it's because of you cross-dressing and flirting with a man on television.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you're miffed? Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. And they've got a kid together, a one-year-old son.
They have.
Called Alfred and a dog called Bert. She's keeping them.
This is big news, isn't it?
She's keeping them, yeah, no, amazing, fascinating. And he wants Laura back, apparently.
Yeah, it's funny as well. I'm sure it's an absolute coincidence that he's got a new book out, David Walliams.
Oh, right.
Hasn't he? And he's just about to start a book tour. Mm. It must be a coincidence that he mentions that in all
really
the articles.
It's really bad timing for him, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. I wonder if when the book tour's over, they'll get back together.
Yeah.
And perhaps it'll all be fine. Do you think? Yeah. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? I'm just not sure how this sort of PR stuff works.
I know.
It's
so cynical, John.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit, aren't I?
Wow.
Yeah. What else have you got?
Katie Price has had her seventh boob job.
She's got seven boobs.
Yeah, she's got seven
boobs.
That's amazing.
She now has do they go all the way round?
Yeah, it's like a sort of pig. You know, when a pig feeds its young.
Yeah,
she's like that now.
Yeah, she's been like that all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So no, she's actually had them. She's had them made smaller. She's had a reduction.
She reached a tipping point.
I think she did, yeah.
Where literally, she would tip over if she stood up.
She couldn't stand up. She was like a weeble.
Yeah.
She couldn't stand up. But now it's gone back to normal. She's gone back to natural, and she says she just loves how her body feels.
How can they have gone back to natural? Have they taken out all of the sort
of... It says she's ditched the implants, but surely they'd be like...
Two bags of
sacks.
They must have put all the fatty tissue and flesh and veins they took out back in. Perhaps they kept that in a jar. They put that back in.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's like it's like she's a sort of so you know when a star expands and eventually it explodes. Perhaps it got to that point.
Yeah.
And then they often collapse in on themselves like a white dwarf or whatever, don't they? Perhaps Katie Price has now reached the point of singularity. She's just all of her matter has gone down into one solid lump of atoms or like, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't say that in this piece.
Doesn't mention
that. But I reckon you're right there.
Yeah, I think so. Was it Gareth Gates who crossed her event horizon?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
So good morning there, XFM Breakfast. Hello, I am John Holmes, and we are joined, still joined by Hugh Jackman.
Eddie Redmayne, how was that, winning the Oscar?
I'm so happy for him.
Yeah. Awesome.
You weren't at the Oscars this year, were you?
No, I wasn't.
You've hosted the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
You've nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, look, if I'm not going to be hosting or nominated, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, didn't get an invite.
Do you know what you missed out on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you missed out on?
Yeah.
The goodie bag. Have you seen this year's goodie bag?
No, but no.
Because what did you get in yours when you did the Oscars? You must have got...
I didn't take the goodie bag.
What's wrong with you?
I did the first couple of years, but do you know they brought in the tax, they taxed the goodie bag?
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Oh. The taxation about... No one takes a goodie bag anymore because we're freeloading actors,
yeah,
right? So the moment they used to say the goodie bag is actually worth $100,000, right? So the tax department is saying, give us 40 grand, 50 grand. And everyone's like, I actually don't want that moisturiser. I don't want the free car park down at the thing, you know.
Can't you just give them one of the items out of the goodie bag? Say, just have that. For instance, this year, there was genuinely a lifestyle makeover worth $14,000.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't want a lifestyle makeover for $0.
Do you want a three-night break in Tuscany?
Yes.
That's what you missed out on.
So I'll give the taxation department the lifestyle
French
makeover.
Mediterranean sea salts. a afterglow vibrator.
Worth, come on.
That's true. Worth $250.
Really?
And luxury condoms, $56.
Really?
$56? What are they made of?
Luxury.
Because you missed out. I got you an XFM goodie bag.
Oh, I love it.
Look at this.
Do I have to declare it?
Yeah. It's tax free.
Tax free. Yeah.
I've written XFM on the side.
Look at this. Yes.
Have a look in there. I think you'll find some excellent items.
Yes. CDs. Now that's what I call the 90s, my era.
Yeah, we nicked that off Heart FM upstairs. Signed by Jason Donovan from your own home country.
That is awesome.
Jason,
good mate of mine.
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Awesome. Green apple, love it.
Well, we saw they had apple products in the other one, so just got you that.
Skin intense feel for 56p, not
condoms.
56 pounds, right?
Feel free.
And perfect.
Yeah, a beer mat with my face.
That is you, look at you.
Yeah, look at that there.
It's your GQ shot, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Enjoy, anyway, take them away, enjoy. Don't declare it.
I love it.
Good.
Sorry, the only breakfast show to waste its yearly marketing budget on half a dozen beer mats. And some condoms.
Yeah.
I'm so honoured. It's just a great thrill to be here.
Yeah.
And I know I didn't win, but just being nominated on XFM is the thing.
But
it's a great honour. And please, any time I can be back, it'd be a great thrill.
Please.
But don't feel pressured. It's just to be here. Right, Con, don't you agree?
Yeah.
It's a great thrill. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Obviously, you're going to be nominated for your mullet. Best mullet. Next
best
year for Chappie. Chappie is out this week in cinemas. Hugh Jackman is our guest. Thank you so much for coming.
John, good to see you, man. Thanks.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Hello, I'm John Holmes. John Holmes, who was both emasculated and outsmarted by a 16-year-old girl child at the weekend in the car park outside Halfords. And stared at by the shoppers of nearby Maplin's as she deftly, it has to be said, fitted windscreen wipers to my car. As I had claimed, I find that sort of thing impossible, and she did it with she did it easily, but I'm still going to stick my neck out and say I would have fumbled about there for about an hour trying to do that. People looked at me with disdain, like, what are you doing? Can't you even do that? And no, the answer is I can't, turns out. Outsmarted by children. That is today's text. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. My son was sitting in his high chair eating his lunch and asked me about germs. There's no name on this, but I said to my son that germs were invisible. And he said, no, mummy. They're not invisible. They're just too small to see. He's two. Hi, John. Dave here. I was outsmarted by a child girl recently. I had photos on my phone. I couldn't figure out how to get them printed off. I went into a Photoshop and asked the man how to do it. And he was struggling with the phone as well, so he called his 14-year-old daughter over to figure it out. He wandered off and left me standing there with her. And she was just sorting my phone out for me, like I was some sort of ruddy idiot. That's from Dave. Thanks, Dave. What have you got, mate?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Children can pronounce the word anonymous.
They can. Yeah, I know, exactly. You should get one on to read these texts out.
Well, what, Cornelius? Sadly, he's just going to get a cup of tea.
Shamefully anonymous from South London here, with who says, I have some sort of neurological problem, which means that I'm rubbish at Connect Four. I was beaten several times by my friend's six-year-old son a few weeks ago, and I swear that I was genuinely trying to beat the little S word and lost the first time. It's true that I hate that when that happens.
Yeah,
competitive, like at noughts and crosses.
You do.
You let them win the first one. And you go, I'll let you win. And they start showing off. And, oh, it's so annoying.
Thereby destroying their self-esteem. At the weekend, John, I told my toddler that he has to do what I say because I'm the boss. Yeah. An hour later, whilst wiping his bottom, he said, yeah, you're the boss. And also coming, of course, your showbiz toss-it making its way in without permission. The stories that the papers smuggle in on a daily basis. They're not real stories, they're all slopped over the chaff news desk. Spotted, Matt, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted in turn, Cornelius.
Spotted.
No, wait. Spotted while banging your left elbow against that cupboard door there. Just tapping it lightly. Well, I say spot, it goes spot. Cornelius has really hurt his left elbow.
Spotted.
Spotted. New celebrity, that dress. From the colour argument hashtag the dress fame. On the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Addressing 250,000 other items of clothing at a rally. I have a dream, the dress was spotted saying. I have a dream that all dresses will one day live with an internet where they will not be judged by the colour of their white and gold or blue and black fabric, but by the content of their character. Spotted a dress of colour at a rally, calling for cloth equality. Spotted!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
On Friday, I can tell you this, a startling, startling revelation. Now, again, regular listeners might know that our current intern is called Cornelius, right? And he speaks in his normal speaking voice like the comedian Noel Fielding. We've gone on this route many times. Let me just give you a quick example of that. Cornelius, just use your normal voice and say something that Noel Fielding would say.
Okay. The wire that connects two octopuses through the rainbow of love.
See? See? But then, in the pub on Friday, it turned out that the voice of Noel Fielding isn't the only voice Cornelius owns, for he also owns the voice of Michael McIntyre. Right, so just an example, Cornelius, if you could say for me, look at me strutting around the stage, my eyes are too squinty. Which is a sort of Michael McIntyre. That's what he does, isn't it?
Look at me, my strutting around the stage with my eyes a bit squinty.
See?
It's amazing.
Isn't that good?
I get the impression.
So here's how we're gonna try it out in the real world. So, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Right, so you know how around this time, on a morning, you one of your jobs is to go up to the staff canteen here?
Yeah.
Right, what you've got to go do this morning is go up to the staff canteen, but order breakfast in the style and voice of Malcolm. Right. You've got to ask for things and observe things that are around you. Oh. In the style of Michael McIntyre, and we'll record it. You've got to record it on your phone. So we'll do it. Okay?
Okay.
That's what it's your task this morning. You're learning so... But you wish you'd been an intern in a bank or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He's learning so much. Right, before 8 o'clock then, he's off. Do you want to pop out now?
Yeah, what do you want?
Off you go then. Well, I'll tell you. Okay. Off he goes. Breakfast ordered in the voice of Michael McIntyre will happen before 8 o'clock here on XFM Breakfast.
XFM.
And this, being a Monday, is where we like to trawl through your phone, please. It's the weird texts you've sent and received over the weekend. It's textual intercourse. Let us indulge in a little of it together. So it doesn't matter whether you received the text or sent the text, or you just can't remember how it even got there because you were too drunk. This is where you share your weird texts out of context with XFM. 83936 at XFM on Twitter to share with the group. So this came in from Laura. She sent this at the weekend. Again, no context, just says, I have fence marks all over my body.
Weird.
It involves a backstory I'm not sure we should pursue, to be honest with you. What have you got there, Matt?
One's just come in, anonymous one. A lot of these are. It says, have managed to bring my low-rent, unwashed running clobber. So if you feel like you want to look like you're being chased by an apoplectic hobo whom you've just robbed of his tea money, then I'm sure I could oblige.
This is anonymous as well. What do you call those weird black and white baby x-rays people get when they're pregnant? Because your ex-boyfriend Jack has just changed his Facebook photo to one. I will be late. I will have fornicated with the enemy. A lot of these do seem to involve, you know, a certain time of night, I'm going to suggest, and a certain... what have you got, Matt?
Yeah, this one conjures up a nice image of... I'm picturing some sort of house party in Shoreditch. It just says, there's some beer, a bowl of hummus, and everyone has a beard. Come quick.
Ended up in his bed, he's passed out holding me, and his bulldog is laying across my legs. Both of them are snoring. I want to go home. XFM. And as plaques featuring the Union flag and saying funded by the UK government are set to appear on public projects across the UK, we are going to introduce a similar system this morning. Permanent ink tattoos will be added to the following. Any band or artist discovered by XFM's John Kennedy, they'll get an XFM tattoo. All our presenters, although difficult on Jo Good because her full body tattoo of a sailor might get in the way. And there'll also be tattoos on any baby born as a result of our XFM Connections dating site. That's, got to keep all your intellectual property.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
That is the jam. That's entertainment. You want entertainment? We've got stroking animals in a petting zoo trying to play the songs of the Strokes on the beat. If that's not entertainment, I don't bloody know what is.
XFM.
Barclaycard presents British Summertime Hyde Park.
Yes, they do. 7.35, you're listening to XFM Breakfast on a Wednesday morning. And yes, the Strokes are playing. Barclaycard presents British Summertime, Hyde Park. On Thursday, the 18th of June. With support coming from Beck and Future Islands, no less. And we've got a pair of guest list tickets to give away every morning this week on XFM Breakfast. If you heard it yesterday, you'll once again realise how appalling our ideas are when we bring them to air. They sound good in the pub, but then when we try to execute it in actual broadcast terms, they're shockingly bad. But you know what? It hasn't stopped us. So once again today, we'll play a game of Different Strokes.
Different strokes to move the world, yes it does.
Because it's the Strokes.
Different strokes to move the world.
Sitcom no one remembers apart from us in here. From the sort of 70s and early 80s. Different Strokes there. It was all about the bringing together of a white family adopting black children. It was beautiful. And so we channel the love that was within it now as we play Different Strokes for tickets to see the Strokes. So what's going to happen is this. I'm going to, in the corner of the studio, I'm sure you know this, it's the same in every radio studio if you've ever seen one. Every radio studio worth its salt has a petting zoo in the corner. Yeah. We also have a petting zoo. You can, probably hear the Atmar. I'm just walking over to it now. There's a petting zoo here. And what's going to happen, Matt and I, arm in arm, looking at the animals now, aren't we? The beautiful animals in the petting zoo.
Come on. Corn.
Corn. Why are you feeding corn to a donkey?
doesn't want it.
That's a donkey.
Is it?
It's a cow in the petting zoo. It's quite a big petting zoo, isn't it, for a studio? But it is lovely. And chicken. And I've got the idea is I'm going to stroke one of these animals. I'm going to hit the animal gently so it plays. I'm going to play the tune of a Strokes tune on it. And all you've got to do is identify this morning. I'm going for a frog. There's a frog there.
Oh.
I think. Is that?
Yeah.
Frogs don't make noises unless you tread on them. So I'm going to tread on a frog to the tune of a well-known Stroke song. You then simply have to guess what song it is. That's all you've got to do. Okay, you ready? I'm going to just tread on the hold the frog. Hold the frog's face.
Okay.
Hold the frog's face.
The RSPCA don't come round after this.
They don't care about frogs. Here we go. Here we go with the tune. That was me playing a Stroke song on the back of a frog by treading on it while Matt held its mouth. What's weird about that? What Stroke's track was it as performed on a frog?
Different Strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes, the sitcom. Remember that? Someone's just texted, I got my first downstairs stirrings to Different Strokes. Do you remember the beautiful daughter, Kimberly Drummond, she was called.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's just said, I got my first adolescent stirrings. whenever she came on the screen, she died a porn star and a drug addict. Fact. Not so sexy now. Different Strokes is the name of the game, and it's because I'm stroking different animals in the XFM petting zoo, which we have here in the corner of the radio studio. If you were listening earlier, you heard me play a Strokes track by treading on a frog that Matt was holding down. That happened. On the phone now is Luke. Good morning, Luke. Hello, Luke.
Hi, John.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Now, if you get this right, Luke, you'll be going to see the Strokes in Hyde Park on Thursday the 18th of June, Luke. But you do have to get the tune right. What do you do, Luke, before we get to that? What do you do?
I supply cheese all over London.
Supply cheese all over London? Okay.
Cheese dealer.
Yeah. Just start people on the easy stuff and then get them on the hard stuff later, Luke. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I try to do that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's an easy cheese? What's a hard cheese, Luke, very quickly?
Sorry?
What's an easy cheese?
Easy?
Yeah. What's an entry cheese?
Oh, well, I start off with something nice, like a mozzarella.
Yeah. And then the hard stuff, what, a blue vein cheese, is it?
Yeah, then I hit him with a hard rock fork.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the hard rock. See how I bring it together on XFM. The tune that was played on the back of a frog. Luke, what Strokes tune was it, Luke?
1251.
Is the right answer! Come on! Cheesy Luke is a winner! Luke, congratulations, well done.
John, will I be able to borrow your leather jacket?
Oh, shit! It's an in-joke, Luke, that no one gets. bring me some cheese, I'll give you the leather. That's super.
XFM.
Your showbiz tossic, of course, also invades the chaff at news desk like tabloid tribbles.
Yeah, for the reference.
Trekkies.
Very niche, that one.
Oh, no, a bit, yeah. The stories from the papers that aren't quite stories. Spotted, Matt. Spotted intern Cornelius. Spotted intern Cornelius with... you walk over there. With your face pressed against the recycling bin. Spotted, quick.
Spotted!
Madonna's arse, still bruised black and blue, although some see it as bruised white and gold, don't they? Depends on the hat. Being now so famous in its own right, after its fall down some stairs, you might have seen interviews with her buttocks in the papers over the weekend, that her bottom has been invited on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where confusion will arise when it, Madonna's anus, is asked to eat a kangaroo's one as part of a bush tucker challenge. It's like mad cow disease, isn't it? When you feed dead cow to a cow, you can't feed an anus to an anus, can you? It'll go mad. Spotted, Madonna's bottom having to be burned by farmers. Spotted!
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Hello, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes. Welcome along, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. And about half an hour ago, I'll be brutally honest with you, we thought it'd be quicker than this never mind bottle men, more like bottleneck in the canteen. Cornelius is our intern. Good morning, Cornelius.
Morning.
I'll put your microphone on. Morning.
Morning.
Morning. He was tasked with going upstairs to the canteen here at XFM and ordering breakfast for that is part of his morning routine for the team, in the voice of Michael McIntyre, because we discovered that he could do it on Friday in the pub. So shall we, without any more ado, Cornelius, how was it, first of all?
It was odd and weird.
Okay, good. That's what we were aiming for. So, for those that have been waiting, here it is. I know a lot of you have been waiting in your cars, going, when are you going to play this? So here he is, Cornelius, ordering breakfast just now in the voice of Michael McIntyre on XFM.
Good morning. Good morning, team. Hi. It's great to be here in my favourite canteen of them all, the staff canteen. Please, I have some scrambled eggs, you know, eggs they like scrambled. Have you ever noticed that? I tell you what, have you ever noticed how every kitchen always has the same thing? A cutlery drawer. A cutlery drawer in each kitchen. Have you noticed this? With forks and knives and spoons all in the little drawer. Every kitchen, everyone has one. You may not notice it, but then if you think about it, every kitchen has one.
That's very good.
Wow.
That was very good. Thank you, Cornelius. I wonder who we're going to choose tomorrow.
XFM.
Morning, you're listening to XFM Breakfast with your ears. But with your eyes now, cast them into your own telephone and look at the texts sent and received over the weekend. If there is a weird one, especially when taken out of context, we'd like to know about it. That is our Monday morning textual intercourse on XFM. This has come in from Lisa, and it simply reads, and I think this is one she received from a friend of hers. It says, "Nothing says I'm committed to you for all eternity like letting him wear Crocs to the wedding." It's a dress-down wedding day.
Yeah.
What have you got, Matt?
This one says, I got this from a mate, which makes no sense unless you know the rest. It says Dan. It says, "Cheers, yeah, she was in agreement, and yes, it will still be usable, brackets, if not, I'll buy you a new one."
I don't think we should speculate.
No.
On what
the
that
mind
might
boggles.
Be. I have an important idea to tell you when I'm sober about a cat scratching my nose and what it taught me. Then in capitals, don't let me forget. What sort of animal interaction is going on in these?
Yeah, Greg got one, presumably about a gig. It says, "Every person in this band is dressed for different weather."
I think I've seen that band.
Yeah.
Somehow, you're a lightweight and an alcoholic. A rare combo in one person. Well done. I'm in the kitchen making... This is an actual text that someone got. I'm in the kitchen, and I presume the backstory is somebody asked somebody for some advice, right? And then they received this in return. I'm in the kitchen making quiche for my F-word buddy.
Right.
And his wife. Oh. I'm probably not the person to get dating advice from.
Wow. It's a tangled web.
And finally, I think this is a beautiful, beautiful romantic gesture. He left a full can of Coors Light underneath my windscreen wiper like a love note. If that's not husband material, I don't know what is.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
That's Ben Howard. Sort of confessional song about his drooling problem. It's called Rivers in Your Mouth. He's like Roy Hattersley. He's like a musical Roy Hattersley. Meet Ben Howard. He's just wet all down the front, isn't he?
Yeah.
He can't sing without drooling.
On his tour bus, he has one of those sucker things there from the dentist.
He does.
Just leaves in when he sleeps.
Yeah.
He drools a lot.
Siphons it away, doesn't it? And they reuse it in the tour bus's window washer. It's actually washed.
Yeah, it's actually very good in all conditions, isn't it?
It is. Like, it's because Ben Howard's weird on the inside. He's like, part of his internal system is made of de-ice. and so when it goes into the washer, the little container, it keeps the...
It's the bile in his stomach.
It's the bile. Yeah. It's the bile. Yeah. Because he hates everyone. And it's got de-icing properties.
Yeah, because he hates all the fans, doesn't he?
That's right.
Slags them off because he says, I'm not playing the hits.
That's right.
Just playing the rivers in my mouth.
So all of that vile is channeled into a de-icing de-icing property liquid,
yeah.
Which goes on the windscreen of the tour bus. Yeah. He should market that. It's XFM.
XFM.
Big news this morning if you are a fan of massive blue fowl, because the news you are waking to this morning, if you like cock in Trafalgar Square, then you're going to be devastated this morning, because the big blue one is being removed from the plinth. It's been there quite a while, hasn't it, the big blue cockerel?
I love it. I'm going to miss the big blue cockerel.
I know. Yeah. And it's they're taking it down. The cock is being unerected at about 9:30 this morning, and yeah, it's going to be replaced with something else, which they are calling a gift horse.
Yeah. It's like a skeleton of a horse. It looks rubbish. There's nothing on the blue cockerel.
Right. Blue cockerel, perhaps, I don't know, is it going into the Natural History Museum? In, you know, they've taken the skeleton out of that, haven't they?
Yeah, where are they going to put it?
They were going to put a blue whale in, but perhaps they're going for a blue cock. Maybe they could put the skeleton of the dinosaur onto the plinth of the... That would make sense.
That could work.
So this morning, very simply, yeah, they're taking away the big blue cockerel, which has come part of the furniture in Trafalgar Square in London, but it's going. What would you replace it with if it was up to you? Now, I'm thinking it's keep the theme, maybe. Mm. I think you know that dress. The dress.
Oh, yes, yeah.
The blue and black dress.
Yeah.
So you can put that up there. Some people will see it as a different colour.
Yeah.
That'll keep it interesting, because one day it could be a white and gold dress.
Yeah.
Next day it could be... What about, in the news this morning, of course, is that the guy who painted the official portrait of President Clinton, did you see this?
Yeah.
Has come out and said that he put a reference to Monica Lewinsky's stained dress.
Yeah, there's a shadow, is it?
Yeah.
A shadow of her dress.
That's right, in the picture. And if you look at it, you can see it. Now you know it's there. So what about getting Monica Lewinsky's stained dress out of storage? Because that's blue. And, well, most of it. You could put that up there. Put that up there.
Yeah.
And that's not far away from President Clinton's... So the theme stays as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Or, now think about this, there's a Pret-a-Manger on the corner of Trafalgar Square, and there's another one on the other side of Trafalgar Square, and that's not enough, is it?
No.
So why don't they put a branch of Pret-a-Manger on the plinth?
That's true. There aren't enough, are there?
There are enough of those around London, are there?
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
You know, they're like a series of beacons, aren't they? If you set light to one Pret-a-Manger, right, and then set light to one that was inside of it, you could send a message across London.
Yeah, around the world.
Just an idea. What would you put on
I think I liked it when they had real people going up there, and, you know, they were just like, every day they'd have a new person up there. But I think in the run-up to the election, David Cameron should be forced to go up there and live debate with members of the public.
And that ties in brilliantly, because they've called him a chicken.
Yes, because he is a big blue chicken.
Exactly, he's a chicken.
Nothing would change.
There it is.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Time for the largely irrelevant paper review on XFM Breakfast, Now, I'm not Eamon Holmes off of Sky News. I am John Holmes. Thus, I don't invite celebrities in here to review the day's papers like Eamon does. They all sit on the BBC, don't they? They always get the celebrities, don't they, to look through the papers and review them. That's not for us. Not for us there. Look, there he is. Look, on the sofa. Can you see him, like, staring hard at Eamon? It's bearded Cornish comedian and UKIP supporter Jethro. There he is, look. On the sofa this morning. And he's discussing the Guardian's coverage of the grooming of teenagers by IS. Jethro, he's discussing that, isn't he? It's appropriate, isn't it? And look, there's Angelica Bell, the CBBC presenter from 2000 to 2006. Yeah, and she's chatting Eamon through the Financial Times' coverage of the economic fallout of for Russia following the murder of Boris Nemtsov. Angelica Bell there from CBBC. On my sofa this morning, though, reviewing the papers that no one else does, I've got the celebrity newsreader Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Oh, hi, John. You're such a flirt, aren't you?
I love to see you. You're looking great this morning. Love your suit.
Oh, thanks,
Okay. What have you got? What paper have you brought in?
I have The Cannes Chronicle.
Oh, good.
The weekly, yes, weekly pamphlet offering everything keen gardeners need to know about the watering can.
It's a subject that's up for much debate, I know.
Yeah, look out for it in all good garden centres. You Can Do It is the big article on side one today. How altering the length of your spout can solve all manner of flow issues.
Well, that is true. Just the length either, the girth of the spout, yes, makes a difference.
Totally. Can You Believe It is a big expose in this week's edition. Champion pourer Colin Marshall, he's been stripped of his watering can honours after it was revealed that he's been pouring with a galvanised iron can as opposed to the standard metal one for the past 5 pouring tournaments.
What a cheating
outrage in the watering can world that has caused. And in the tips and tricks section this week, how to create less mess by stopping the trickle immediately after you've poured.
I find that dabbing a little bit of tissue on the end of the spout helps you with that. And that's a guest edited, of course, this one's by Kanye West, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I've brought in Easel Does It, your monthly guide to every artist's favourite upright support mechanism.
It's the only one for me.
Page 13, Easel Like Sunday Morning. The guest editor this week is the easel expert George Wells. He talks us how wide legs really need to be spread for optimum positioning and effect.
Does he?
He does. George Wells, he loves a wide leg. Watch out, Easel's About is on page 41. We ask dedicated readers, when erecting, is wood always the best option? And page 51, easily the best. You voted in your dozens and the results are in. Which is better, the tripod structure easel or the H-frame? Celebrity easel enthusiast Wayne Hemingway reveals all.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. Josh Widdicombe.
Now we come to the point in the show where we are joined by our third kind of resident news hound in a way. Not the major news, but, let's leave it for him. Please welcome Nish Kumar. Hello.
Good morning, or is it?
There's the catchphrase. It's very rare that someone gets a catchphrase so soon. Brucey had to wait 20 years, I imagine.
I've been waiting my entire life to get a catchphrase, and not one that the public picked up on. I've always wanted to engineer my own catchphrase.
Like Paul Ince, when he called himself the governor.
Exactly. I tried to force the nickname NK47 when I was at school, but it didn't really come off. Gangster rapper.